Time for the weekend wrap-up with Gerald Owens. How's it going, Gerald?
Pretty good. How you been?
Pretty good, man. Out last week, back this week, and trying to get back to some normalcy.
I know what you mean. I hope you had a good holiday.
I did. Well, it was a busy weekend. Right now it's time for the weekend wrap-up. So what are the big stories over the weekend?
Some of the things we followed over the weekend: a Johnson County man was arrested for injuring his two-month-old son. Smithfield police charged 22-year-old Jonathan Jones with child abuse and inflicting serious injury. They were called to a home on Caswell Street regarding an unresponsive baby. A neighbor told us that she had been watching the child before Jones picked him up. Minutes later, he came back to her door with the baby, and the child wasn't breathing. That child is in critical condition tonight at Wake Med. Jones had his first court appearance this morning. A teenager was in critical condition after a crash over the weekend on Highway 39. That's near Creech Church Road in Johnston County. The Highway Patrol says a Honda Accord veered off the road, and the 17-year-old driver, Jamie Upchurch of Zebulon, overcorrected, came back onto the road, and then hit a tree. She was the only person in the car. She suffered serious brain injuries. In fact, they had to put her in a medically induced coma. Hundreds of customers lost their power this weekend after a car hit a utility pole on Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. No one was hurt in that instance, but more than 2,000 homes and businesses lost their power for a while. And the Tar Heels broke the Belk Bowl jinx. They lost their previous three Belk Bowls. They won Saturday. As you remember, the Tar Heels started slow this season but finished strong and carried that momentum into the bowl game. They dominated Cincinnati 39-17. It's now the Blue Devils' turn. They're up next at the Chick-fil-A Bowl against Texas A&M and Johnny Football tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
A busy weekend, and what are you guys going to cover for tonight?
One of the things we have going on tonight, new census numbers are out, and North Carolina continues to grow. We're going to break down those numbers and tell you what that means for our state coming up at 5:30 and 6.
All right. Thank you, Gerald, for the weekend wrap-up. Have a great week and a happy new year.
All right. You too, Jerry.